Bexpin style reload moments from scratch with clean routing. Beginner Ableton Live lesson. All right, let's build that classic jungle and drum and bass reload moment. You know the one. Everything yanks back for a split second. It feels like the DJ grabbed the platter, the crowd gets a second to breathe, and then the drop slams back in even harder. The goal today is not just make a cool backspin once. We're building a clean, repeatable setup with routing that stays organized so you can drop reloads anywhere in your arrangement without resampling chaos. We'll do it two ways. Method A is the main one, and it's the most flexible. A DJ-style backspin using a return track. Method B is a clip-based backspin print. Super authentic, perfect for a single signature moment. Before we touch any effects, quick project prep so this behaves like real DNB. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll imagine 174. Make sure you've got a basic loop going. Drums, bass, and some musical or atmospheric layer. Now do one organizational move that will make everything easier. Group your main elements. A drums group, a bass group, and a music or FX group. This matters because we usually do not want to spin the sub. We want the low end to come back confident and steady on the drop. Spinning subs can sound cool for a special effect, but as a standard reload, it often just turns the impact to mush. Now method A, the return track backspin. Create a new return track, rename it R backspin. And we're going to add stock devices in a specific order, because the order is the sound. First, beat repeat, then frequency shifter, then auto filter, then reverb, and finally, a limiter for safety. Let's dial beat repeat first, because beat repeat is the DJ grab. It's the part that captures a tiny slice and loops it so you get that stuttery spinning texture. On beat repeat, set interval to 1 bar to start. You can go 2 bars later, but 1 bar is easy to predict. Offset at 0, grid, go 1/16 for that tight, frantic spin feel. If you want chunkier, go 1/8, gate around 90 to 120%. Don't overthink it. You're listening for it holds on long enough to feel like a spin. Chance, set it to 0 because we're not leading this to luck. We will trigger it with automation using the send, not random repeats. Variation, 0. Pitch, 0. We'll handle pitch movement with a frequency shifter. Decay, somewhere around 0.2 to 0.4. Repeat on, and mix at 100% because it's a return. We want the return to be fully wet, and then we blend it in using the send amount. Now add frequency shifter right after beat repeat. This is where we fake the spin down or spin up energy. Choose ring mode if you want it aggressive and a bit metallic, or a single sideband if you want cleaner pitch style movement. Set fine to 0 for now. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to make it bite through the mix when it happens. Next, auto filter after that. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope, LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz as a starting position. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Careful here. Too much resonance and you get a whistle that can feel really disconnected from the track. The reason we filter is simple. Backspins can get fizzy and harsh fast, especially at DNB tempos. The filter lets you close the lid as the spin happens, so it feels intentional and controlled. Now reverb. This is not the main event. It's the blue and the tail. Set size around 40 to 70%. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't splash all over the top end. And keep dry slash wet subtle, like 15 to 30%. In fast music, too much reverb turns your reload into fog. Finally, put a limiter at the end of the return chain. Default is fine. This is just to catch surprise spikes, because effects like beat repeat and frequency shifter can jump out unexpectedly. Cool. Now the key part, clean routing. On the tracks you want to spin, you're going to send them to this return. Usually that's your drums group and maybe your music slash effects group. Avoid sending your sub or your main bass fundamental. If your bass group contains both sub and mid layers, consider splitting the sub to its own track, so you can exclude it easily. Turn up the send to the backspin return only when you want the effect. A typical peak send amount might land around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. You can go harder, but remember, the return is 100% wet, so sends get intense quickly. And one important routing rule, leave the return's output going to the master, the default. Don't route it back into groups. We want one clear path. Source track send to return. Return goes to master. Clean. Predictable. No feedback nightmares. Now let's actually create the reload moment in arrangement view. A reload is basically three things: a cut, a spin burst, and a clean re-entry. First, the cut. You can automate track volume faders, but I recommend a cleaner habit. Put a utility on your drums group and another utility on your music group. Then automate utility gain instead of the mixer fader. Why? Because mixer faders are easy to bump later, and utility gain automation keeps your mix decisions and your arrangement trick separate. So, right before your drop, automate utility gain down fast to silence, minus infinity. A typical cut length is half a beat to a full beat. Half a beat feels snappy. A full beat feels like a real crowd tease. Second, the backspin burst. On the drums group's end, automate a quick spike up to the return. Think of it like throwing the audio into the backspin machine for a moment. Ramp from minus infinity up to around minus 6 dB over something like a 1/16 to 1/8 note, then bring it back down so it doesn't smear into the drop. Do the same with the music/effects group's end if you want the musical layer to get pulled into the spin too. Sometimes just drums is enough. Sometimes drums plus a stab sounds huge. Use your taste. Third, the spin down motion. On the return track itself, automate the frequency shifter fine control. A simple move: start at zero and ramp down to around minus 300 over about a beat. That gives the illusion of the energy winding down. At the same time, automate auto filter cutoff from something like 12 kHz down to maybe 1.5 kHz during the spin. That makes it feel like the sound is being grabbed and dulled as it slows. Optionally, you can intensify the texture by momentarily switching beat repeats grid from 1/8 to 1/16 for a brief moment. It'll feel like the spin is tightening. Now the most important moment, the re-entry. On the exact drop hit, snap those utility gains back to 0 dB instantly. No ramp back in. DNB wants that hard return. Layer an impact or crash on the drop if you want extra payoff. Even a short noise hit can make the moment feel like it landed. Teacher tip. If the reload doesn't feel exciting, it's usually not because the effect isn't complex enough. It's usually because there isn't enough contrast. The silence, even a quarter beat, is what makes the drop feel bigger. Now let's level up the routing so it's even more set and forget. Instead of cutting multiple groups, you can create a dedicated reload bus. Make a new group track called Reload Bus. Route your drums group and your music/FX group into Reload Bus. Keep your bass or at least your SUB out of it. Now put one utility on Reload Bus and automate that one utility for the main cut. This is huge. One automation lane to mute most of the track for reloads, while your sub stays steady and ready to punch back in. Now an important concept, pre-fader versus post-fader sends. Most of the time, keep your backspin send post-fader. That means if you cut the Reload Bus, the send also stops feeding the effect naturally, so everything shuts down together. But if you want a more dramatic DJ grab, where the spin keeps screaming even while the main music is hard muted, set the send to pre-fader. In Ableton, you can right-click the send knob and choose pre or post. With pre-fader enabled, you can slam the reload bus utility to silence, but the send still feeds the return, so the backspin continues in the void. That's a seriously hype trick when used sparingly. Now let's prevent a common problem. Double transients right before the drop. If you send drums into the return can spit little snare transients back out at the worst time, making the drop feel messy instead of clean. Two easy fixes. 1. End the send automation a 1/16 note earlier than you think, so the return tail doesn't step on the re-entry. 2. Put a gate after beat repeat on the return, and set it so the tail closes faster. You're basically telling the effect, do your spin, then shut up. Another workflow upgrade. Build one macro lane you can ride. Group the devices on the return into an audio effect rack. Map beat repeat decay, frequency shifter fine, auto filter freak, and reverb dry/wet to macros. Now instead of drawing four automation lanes every time, you can perform the reload with one or two macro curves, and then fine-tune only if needed. Quick sound safety tip for DNB. Band limit the spin. Any Q8 or a high-pass filter on the return before the reverb. High-pass around 150 to 250 Hz so low-end doesn't build up. And optionally low-pass around 6 to 10 kHz if it's too fizzy. This makes the reload feel gritty and controlled, and it protects your drop impact. Want it darker and heavier? Add subtle grit. You can add redux on the return, lightly, and automate it so it rises only at the peak of the spin. That gives pirate radio texture without destroying your mix. And if you want the reload to feel physically believable, layer a little motor sound under it. A vinyl rewind, a servo whine, a cassette stop, even filtered noise. Band pass it around 1 to 3 kHz, saturate it a touch with soft clip, and put a short reverb like half a second. Tuck it under the spin. Your ear goes, oh, a mechanism just happened, and the moment sells way harder. Now method B, clip-based backspin. This is for when you want a specific one shot. This is the reload sound of the tune moment. Take a short section, usually half a bar to one bar from the groups you want. Record it to a new audio track called reload print using resampling, or freeze and flatten if needed. Duplicate that recorded clip. On the duplicate, turn warp on and choose repitch mode for the most vinyl-like behavior. Then reverse the clip using the reverse button in clip view. Add utility after the clip to control level. Add short fades on the clip edges so it doesn't click. Optional, add a tiny bit of vinyl distortion. Tracing model on, low drive, subtle dry slash wet. Place this reversed clip right before the drop, and mute the original groups for that beat so it reads like a true reload, not two things playing at once. Now a few quick arrangement ideas that make reloads feel earned. In the bar before the reload, remove one drum element, like hats or ghost snares, and add a little riser or noise lift. Then hit the cut and spin. That setup makes the reload feel intentional, not random. Or keep a tiny anchor during the cut. Maybe a super quiet, high-passed break texture. That way the listener doesn't lose the sense of tempo, which is great for roller DNB where you want forward motion even during the tease. Practice exercise for you. Make an 8-bar loop at 174. Setup method with the return. Create two reloads. First reload, half beat cut, subtle spin, filter only down to around 3 kHz. Second reload, full beat cut, heavier movement, filter down to around 1.2 kHz, and push the frequency shifter fine harder. Then bounce 16 bars around each reload and listen quietly. If the drop feels bigger at low volume, you nailed the contrast. Also watch your meters. Your reload should feel wild without creating surprise overs. Let's recap the core idea. A great DNB reload is contrast plus motion plus a clean re-entry. The return track method is your go-to because it's tidy, flexible, and reusable. The clip method is for a signature, printed, this is the moment backspin. This audio version is shortened for playback.